Now in South Yemen, forces supported by the United Arab Emirates have reportedly wrested control of the port city of Aden from the Saudi-backed forces. Now, according to local residents, the separatist forces have captured the last strongholds of Saudi allied forces who are loyal to former Yemeni President Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi. The presidential palace has reportedly been surrounded with former Prime Minister Ahmed bin Daghar and some members of his cabinet believed to be holed up inside the compound. The clashes started on Sunday after Hadi failed to meet a deadline by the separatists to dismiss his prime minister. The International Committee of the Red Cross says at least 36 people have been killed in the fighting. Saudi Arabia and its allies, including the UAE, launched a bloody military campaign on Yemen in March 2015 to reinstate Hadi. Joining us live from New York is Nasir Al-Omari. He's an author and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, as far as this infighting that we're seeing, particularly in Aden, is it basically that the UAE and Saudi Arabia have lost control of their mercenaries on the ground, or is there more to it?
Well, the separatist movement in South Yemen is very strong. Even during the days of Saleh, the South Yemenis wanted to go back and to being their own country. And that separatist movement has never subsided. The calls to separate from the north and to have their own country have always been there, even during the time of the revolution against Saleh. Now, what has complicated the situation is that you have different factions competing for control of South Yemen. And the Emiratis and the Saudis have their hands full. So this is a royal mess. This is really bad. This is probably one of the most dangerous landmarks in this conflict in Yemen. And it threatens the whole country to slid and slide into a full-scale civil war at different fronts. So this is bad, and it's getting worse for the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates.
Well, Dr. Al-Omari, as you've just mentioned, historically speaking as well, north and south of Yemen have had these tensions as far as the separatist movement in the south is concerned. Now, there are some analysts who say that what we're seeing right now in Aden and in southern Yemen is part of a bigger strategy to annex southern Yemen and declare it as an independent state for more control by the Saudis. What would you say to that?
Well, I would say that in the background of this conflict, the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates have invested billions of dollars in this military campaign in Yemen. And they have a lot of influence on the ground. The separatists in South Yemen have weapons that were provided by the United Arab Emirates. So the Saudis and the Emiratis want to have a whole, a say in what happens in Yemen, because this country is still in civil war. And I wouldn't put it beyond the Saudis and the Emiratis to be having conflict over who will control Yemen if the goal of defeating the Houthis is realized. So you have this is a country that is in a great deal of trouble. There are a lot of factions within Yemen that don't feel represented. Unfortunately, all of this will spell more trouble for the Yemenis who have had enough of this civil war.
And before I let you go, Dr. Al-Omari, how far is this struggle over influence in Yemen between the Saudis and the Emiratis going to go? Are we going to see the governments then get involved?
I can't hear anything.
Do we have you with us, Dr. Al-Omari? Well, I do apologize. It seems we're having some technical difficulties here with Dr. Nasir Al-Omari. He's an author and political commentator, and he was joining us from New York. Now